Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The President and the Freedom Fighter is a popular narrative history by Brian Kilmeade about the Civil War era relationship between Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. Rather than treating the President and the abolitionist as separate icons, the book places them in a shared political and moral drama. One man held executive power within a divided constitutional republic, while the other pressed the nation from outside formal office as a former slave, writer, speaker, and organizer. Kilmeade focuses on how their positions changed through conflict, public pressure, military crisis, and personal encounter. The book is not an academic monograph. Its purpose is to make a complex period accessible through character-driven historical storytelling. Its central concern is the struggle to end slavery while preserving the Union, and how two self-educated leaders with different backgrounds and strategies eventually recognized a common cause in emancipation, black military service, and the survival of democratic ideals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from mutual suspicion to wartime cooperation. A central topic in the book is the gradual movement from distance and criticism toward cooperation between Lincoln and Douglass. Douglass initially regarded Lincoln as too cautious, especially because Lincoln placed preservation of the Union at the center of his public policy and moved slowly on emancipation. From the abolitionist perspective, delay meant continued suffering for enslaved people and moral compromise by the federal government. Lincoln, however, had to operate inside a fractured political system, with border states, military command, constitutional limits, and northern public opinion all shaping what he believed could be done. Kilmeade uses this tension to show that the relationship was not based on immediate agreement. Its importance lies in the way disagreement became productive. Douglass did not simply admire Lincoln from afar, he pressured him, criticized him, and later engaged him directly. Lincoln did not begin as the abolitionist ideal, but his wartime policy evolved. Their convergence demonstrates how democratic change can emerge through conflict between moral urgency and institutional responsibility. Secondly, constitutional government, under the pressure of emancipation. The book presents abolition not only as a moral issue, but also as a constitutional and political problem. Lincoln believed slavery was wrong, but as president, he had to consider how federal authority, military necessity, and constitutional duty could be used without destroying the Union he was sworn to preserve. This made his path different from that of Douglass, whose role as an abolitionist allowed him to demand a clearer and faster break with slavery. Douglass had long wrestled with the meaning of the Constitution and came to argue that its principles could be turned against slavery if interpreted through natural rights and human liberty. Kilmeade highlights this contrast because it explains why the two men could share a goal while disagreeing about method and timing. The Emancipation Proclamation becomes meaningful in this context. It was not a simple moral declaration alone, but an act tied to war powers and national survival. The book, therefore, frames emancipation as both ethical transformation and constitutional crisis. Thirdly, black military service as a measure of real freedom. Another major theme is the role of black military service in transforming the meaning of the Civil War. Douglass strongly supported the enlistment of black men in the Union Army because military service gave formerly enslaved and free black Americans a direct claim on citizenship, honor, and national belonging. This was not merely symbolic. Black soldiers faced unequal pay, discrimination, and the threat of severe retaliation if captured by Confederate forces. Douglass pressed the Lincoln administration on these issues, including through direct contact with the president. Kilmeade uses this subject to connect battlefield policy with the larger moral stakes of freedom. If the Union accepted black soldiers but failed to protect or respect them, emancipation would remain incomplete. Lincoln gradually came to understand that black troops were not only useful to the war effort, but central to the legitimacy of the Union cause. The topic shows how military necessity, abolitionist advocacy, and claims to citizenship reinforced one another during the war. Fourthly, self-education and public language as sources of authority. Kilmeade emphasizes that neither Lincoln nor Douglass followed a conventional elite path to influence. Lincoln rose from frontier poverty through reading, law, debate, and political discipline. Douglass escaped slavery and built authority through literacy, public speaking, autobiography, journalism, and abolitionist organizing. Their lack of formal education matters because the book presents language as one of the main tools by which both men entered national life. Lincoln used careful legal and political phrasing to hold together a coalition under wartime pressure. Douglass used moral clarity and rhetorical force to expose the contradictions of slavery in a republic founded on liberty. This comparison helps explain why their interaction was more than a meeting between officeholder and activist. Both men understood that words could define public reality, whether the war was only about union, whether emancipation was a necessity, and whether black Americans could claim full humanity and citizenship. the book uses their self-education to humanize them, while also explaining the intellectual power behind their public roles. Lastly, narrative history built around character. Rather than academic debate, the book stands firmly in the tradition of accessible narrative history. Kilmeade does not primarily write for specialists seeking a dense historiographical argument about the Civil War, abolitionism, or constitutional theory. Instead, he organizes the period around the intersecting lives of Lincoln and Douglas using dramatic pacing, conflict, and turning points to make familiar historical events feel connected to personal development. This approach has strengths and limits. Its strength is clarity readers can follow how policy, war, public opinion, and moral pressure affected two recognizable figures. It also gives the Lincoln-Douglas relationship more attention than many broad Civil War surveys, where Douglas often appears only as a background abolitionist voice. The limitation is that narrative compression can simplify debates that historians treat in greater detail, including the diversity of abolitionist politics and the complexity of federal policy. Even so, the character-centered structure helps general readers grasp why personal conviction and public power both mattered in the destruction of slavery. In conclusion, The President and the Freedom Fighter is best suited for readers who want an engaging entry point into Civil War history, emancipation, and the relationship between political leadership and abolitionist pressure. It will appeal to general readers, students, and listeners of narrative nonfiction who prefer a clear story anchored in major historical personalities, rather than a heavily academic study. The practical benefit of the book is that it clarifies how social change often requires both outside agitation and inside authority. Douglas represents the force of moral demand, public criticism, and witness from the experience of slavery. Lincoln represents the burden of governing during rebellion, where timing, law, military conditions, and public consent shaped every decision. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to see emancipation as a contested process rather than a single presidential act. Compared with many Lincoln biographies, it gives more space to Douglas as a necessary counterpart. Compared with many Douglas studies, it keeps the machinery of wartime presidential power in view. Its distinctive value is the dual portrait of two self-educated Americans, separated by race, status, and office, whose conflict and eventual cooperation illuminate the struggle to make the United States more consistent with its stated ideals. If you would like to support Brian Kilmeade, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.